Armed American Radio listeners, today's Armed American Radio's recorded version of the national radio broadcast, the Armed American Radio podcast, is being brought to you today and every day by North American Arms. Make sure to visit NorthAmericanArms.com for the finest mini revolvers on planet Earth. NorthAmericanArms.com. Enjoy the show.
Is Armed American Radio.
If they want to take my guns, they're going to have to bring a station wagon and a whole lot of friends, because I'm not giving them anything.
From the Carr Firearms Group studio
at the Patriot Mobile Communication Center
on the Sig Sauer Platinum microphone.
Mark, we know they want to take our guns, and now we're going to make them eat it.
Proudly presented to you by X Insurance.
X Insurance. X Insurance.
Here is your host of Armed American Radio, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting for your rights, Mark Walters.
Walters.
All right, let's make sure we got all the mics turned on. Everything's ready to rock and roll and rumble here in the studio. Carr Firearms Group Studios lit up for you. Sig Sauer microphone. She's on and ready to roll. Patriot Mobile Communication Center is lit up. X Insurance presenting it all. Welcome in. If you're just joining us in this hour, it's great to have you with us. If you've been listening for the previous 2 hours, it was always fun. It's always fun. Always fun. Ryan Petty in the first hour, or second hour, and AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News in the first hour opened up the first half hour of the show for us, followed by Amanda Harden from Lipstick Tactical. Check out lipsticktactical.com. Out in Denver, Colorado, ladies and gentlemen, training 70% of her clientele base over there is women. And it's wonderful, wonderful to see. But they are fighting a terrible battle out there in Colorado right now. And thank God that they're there, because people like Amanda and Ava Flanell and many others, not just them, those two, but they're very vocal and they're doing God's work out there in Colorado, and they need all the help they can get. So visit that website over there. Amanda will not, if you missed her, you'll hear her on the podcast. We'll have that up and within the hour for you for all 3 hours. And she will be back on the program in the near future, as well as Ava as well. So welcome back in, guys. Let's get this party started. If you want to watch the show in high definition, you can do that by visiting armedamericanradio.com. Click the watch live button. Please don't do that while you're driving. If you are driving, Bluetooth this into your car or truck, whatever it is, as you're driving. Be safe and listen to the show. Theater of the Mind, that's radio. If you want to participate in the chat, you can do so by downloading the Telegram messaging app and searching for Armed American Radio Conversation. Get in there. It's a very active chat. It always is a lot of fun. Or you can watch us on your website or device and participate in the chat there at our webpage as well. Welcome in. Let's get the show going. Let's go back now and reintroduce Ryan Petty, who is joining us for this hour, filling in for the great Neil McCabe. Ryan, welcome back, my friend. Thanks for being here. I appreciate it very much.
Great to be here, Mark.
Ready for a roundtable, Ryan?
I am ready. Let's get going.
Let's do it. All right. CEO of Lead Slingers Whiskey, Brad Primo. Brad, welcome in. How you doing, my brother?
Doing great, Mark. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. Thanks for being here again. And we're in the Carr Firearms Group studio. CEO of said company, Carr Arms, Justin Moon. Fan favorite for a reason. Justin, how are you, my friend?
Doing good, Mark. Thanks for having me.
All right. Let's get this party rumbling right now. Guys, I pulled up a tweet earlier today. It just showed up. I don't know. It was just there. And I looked at it and I thought, oh, good heavens, this is fodder for today's program. There were two of them that showed up on my, I don't know how that stuff works. I don't know how. It came from some idiot named Ted Zacco. No idea who he is. Don't really care. But here's the meme he put up. He has a photograph. It's not a photograph. It's a drawing of a pistol with someone's holding it with their finger on the trigger, and someone else has their finger down the barrel in the muzzle. And the meme says, get it straight. Our right to life is inalienable. Your right to own a gun is amendable. Justin, let's start with you. Is it?
Well, I think, you know, the right to bear arms comes from God, and I don't think it's amendable. That's going to cause another one of those things called a civil war.
Yeah, those things. That's right. Those little things like that. Those little things. Brad, the Second Amendment. So according to this kook, our right to life is inalienable, but my right to own a gun or your right to own a gun is amendable. Take that one.
I have to say that the right to be armed is the right to life. They're one and the same. And, you know, it kind of goes to show you, like, the amount of fear-mongering and how it's taken root in some of these cowards' minds, that the idea that, you know, you or I, peaceful individuals owning firearms in the privacy of our own homes, is somehow a direct threat to their safety and their life. They truly believe that. They're just panicking idiots.
No, you bring up a great point. Let's stay focused on that for just a moment. Ryan, let me go to you on this. First off, take that tweet. Get it straight. Our right to life is inalienable. Your right to own a gun is amendable. First, tackle that. Then let's tackle what Brad said and go around the table with. That's what I love about the round table. Ryan, floor is yours.
Look, it shows the lack of understanding of how the Constitution or the Bill of Rights came to be. And it's not surprising that a progressive gun control advocate that wants to be governed could, you know, come up with something that demonstrates their ignorance. It's perfect.
It is perfect. Again, using the word amendment. But let's go here. Okay. Let's say it is. Good luck with that one, Justin. Have at it. Try to amend my right to bear arms and see what happens. And is that where you were going with your last statement?
Yeah, I mean, right now in the political climate of the U.S., there's just 2/3 of the states support the Second Amendment, so that's just literally impossible. But, you know, it's a cute meme, and, you know, the liberals like to, you know, take jabs at us. But, I think there's no chance. That's not even realistic.
Brad, go ahead. See what happens, right? I'll get back to the other part of your statement in just a moment, but go ahead. Pull a Gavin Newsom and try to create the 28th Amendment that nullifies the Second without getting rid of it, but nullifies it anyway in the form of another amendment, and come try and take my guns.
Yeah, it's not going to work. And it's just going to create more and more problems. And, you know, if they have this idea that, you know, people are going to just willingly just, oh, well, you know, so you can't have guns anymore, so just turn them all in, fellas. They got another thing coming. It's not going to happen that way.
Well, the other part of your statement was, if I remember it exactly, I'm going to have to paraphrase it, but you said they truly believe that, right? Isn't that what you said?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm not sure what fantasy land they live in, but I mean, like, it is, you know, they're afraid of everything. And because of that, they're willing to do anything to make themselves feel better about it. And they're willing to believe anything that makes them feel better about it. And so this idea that they can just wave a magic wand and disarm all of us, you know, just because they think it, you know, makes them feel better about things. You know, they got another thing coming, because honestly, the people that they want to disarm are the very people that they don't have the guts to actually confront. And, you know,
that's a great point.
This is plain and simple. It's how it is.
So, Ryan, when you hear that, let's go and tackle that now, because Brad is correct. And again, here's an example, Ryan, that if I give my gun, march it down to my sheriff and say, here, Mr. Sheriff, take my gun. I want my neighbor to feel safer. They believe that, don't they? They really, truly think that, which is why it's hard to wrap your head around, because I don't know that liberals think. They feel. They're not thinking. They're reacting emotionally. That if I give my gun, this guy could live in Idaho, and he's going to feel safer if I give my gun up in Georgia to somebody. He's going to feel safer, isn't he?
Yeah, they do two things. One, Mark, is they project, right? So they project their feelings, their emotions onto the rest of us, right? So when they say they'd feel safer if you didn't have a gun, what they're really saying is they don't feel safe themselves with a gun, because, you know, guns are scary. That's number one. Number two, they want to live in a world that doesn't exist. And, you know, it would be wonderful if it did. It'd be wonderful if you could simply just, if we'd all just agree to give up every, you know, all of our means of hurting another person, right? And just nobody would ever get hurt again. But we don't live in that world. Look at what we've done to make air travel safer. Look at what we've done to make car cars safer. These are two things they like to point to as examples. People still get hurt in cars. People still, you know, get right. unfortunately get killed in airplanes. And that's, you know, sort of maybe two of the best examples. But really, it's what I said earlier, right? We've outsourced our personal self-defense to the government. And we know how incompetent and inept government is. They're not there to protect your kids in school. They're not there to stop the next terrorist attack. Heck, they can't even communicate with each other very well most of the time. So this idea that you can just outsource your safety to somebody else and everything will be fine. Well, we know where that movie ends. It ends in tyranny.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're getting ready to take a break. That's a perfect place to stop with the words of Ryan Petty. When we come back, I have another meme I want to tackle, and we'll get thoughts from the guys at the table. Brad Primo, CEO of Lead Slingers, Justin Moon, CEO of Car Arms, and Parkland Father Ryan Petty. And we'll start there and then work our way around the table. Meme number two coming up from the Lefty Dopes. We'll be right back.
Gallagher wanting to let you know that the crew of the Desperado Sport Fish in Virginia Beach, Virginia supports Armed American Radio and the Second Amendment, and I'm right there with them. Now back to Mark Walters.
Yes, welcome back. Car Firearms Group Studios here at the Patriot Mobile Command Center. 6 hour mic fired up for you. X Insurance presenting it all. Please go out of your way and visit all of our great partners at armedamericanradio.com. Every one of them have something really cool for you, and they all support your right to bear arms. That's what it's all about. As a, if you're not on the Telegram chat, you should rethink that. There's 212 members in there now. It's growing. But there's a couple great memes in there. Heaven has a wall, a gate, and a strict immigration policy. Hell has open borders. Let that sink in. Pretty interesting stuff. Welcome back to the crew. Let's start. Ryan, I'm going to go back to you with this one. And this is another another meme in a tweet that followed the one that I read before directly in line. Let me pull that back up. It says, there is not one child who wants to die for your Second Amendment right. Not one. Ryan, I'll give that to you. Start with you on this one.
I don't even know how to respond, Mark. I don't know what, it doesn't make any sense to me what they're saying there. No child has to die for my Second Amendment rights. But we live in a world where criminals unfortunately use guns, and that's the risk that we need to be vigilant against. That's the risk we need to deal with. That's the element of the population that should be locked up and put away and where they don't have access to guns. And I don't understand why it's so hard for the left to understand that if you want a safer society, you deal with the criminal element and leave law-abiding gun owners alone. It's not that difficult.
Justin, there clearly there's a disconnect with that. But when I look at who put the tweet out, this is why it's important. The person that put the tweet out goes by Kathy, and then in parentheses, she/her. Good heavens. And by the way, Kathy, you have a negative net Twitter following of about 2,000. You might want to figure out a way to, you know, get more followers than you are following. That's generally the way that equation works. Justin, how do you, when you hear something so stupid that, like Ryan said, really doesn't make any sense, how do you respond to that?
Well, you know, that tweet comes from, you know, if it's a lefty, the same people who murdered 72 million babies in the last 30 so some odd years.
Oh, such a great point.
1970. Yeah, oh. I don't know exactly what they're talking about. The only babies we killed are, you know, drug addict people. They may be on this, maybe 17 or 18 in gangs, multiple murders, and they break into somebody's home and they get shot. And deservedly, they deserve to get shot.
Brad?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just kind of dumbfounded. I mean, it, you know, the tweet itself is stupid. The premise is stupid. It's oversimplifying things and not really addressing who's actually killing kids in this country. We can, you know, talk about the abortion thing, but we can also point out who's actually committing the violent crimes in this country, who's actually killing kids in the form of, like, killing teenagers. It's all over the inner cities, in Democrat-controlled inner cities. It's the bottom 2% of our society that's committing about 80% of the violent crimes. We all know who it is. They won't address it. They want to act like we're the problems. Whereas, you know, I'm sitting here in my house. You're sitting, you know, in your studio. I don't bother anybody. My guns don't bother right. anybody. You know, I'm actually the person you want to have a gun when I'm around. So we're not the problem, but you know, when it comes to guns, but we're the problem because of how we vote and what we believe in. That's really what they have a problem with.
Can these people be reached, Ryan? You've had conversations with people that are so anti-gun that they're just, you know, it's like a different form of Trump derangement syndrome. And we refer to it, you know, jokingly as hoplophobia, the fear, the irrational fear of a firearm. But can these people be reached? It's a broad brush question. It's a general question. But when you're dealing with something, somebody with that mindset, I think that's the person you walk away from because they're not being honest. Then you can't argue with someone who's dishonest, can you?
You can, but you end up beating your head against the wall. Look, the best thing that I found that you can do is if you've got a friend that's sort of hesitant but willing, you know, hesitant about guns but willing to be honest about it, take them to the range. There's no better way to convince somebody that guns aren't evil, that gun owners aren't evil, than to spend, you know, 2 or 3 hours at the range, let them have fun. I every time, without exception, I walked away from an experience like that where their minds have been completely changed about firearms, the Second Amendment, and they become advocates for protecting those rights. They certainly don't vote against those rights, number one. The second thing I would say is we got to get to the youth, right? You got to get to the young kids who are unfortunately susceptible to this kind of nonsense on social media. You got to get to them before their minds are made up, before their minds are poisoned by the left.
And that's hard to do in today's day and age with social media, but you made a great point. Let me ask you one follow-up, and I'm going to go around the table with this. Have you ever taken anyone to the range ever that said to you afterwards, that sucked, I never want to do that again?
It's never happened in the history of me taking people to the range. I don't think it's ever happened anywhere in the world to anyone that's ever taken anybody to the range.
Justin Moon, have you ever taken anyone to a range who maybe shot one of your guns? Like, oh my gosh, one of my favorite experiences on a range is shooting the full auto Thompsons. Love them. And you guys have Thompson. You know, I have one, not full auto, unfortunately, but I've never taken anyone to the range that said that. Justin, have you ever heard anybody say that? I think it's an important point.
Well, when you take somebody to the range and they pull that trigger, they get that big smile on their face, which doesn't go away for 3 or 4 hours, you know? So
yeah, and they want to go back, don't they? Don't they want to go back? Don't they want to know if you have more ammo? Don't they want another magazine?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, it's shooting is a fantastic sport. It's fun. It's interesting. It's demanding. It requires a lot of discipline, a lot of training, and a lot of learning. So it is a great way to develop your character, as well as to have a real self-defense skill, which you can use to defend yourself against any criminal threat.
It levels the playing field. Brad, you've done a lot of shooting in your time. Have you ever had anybody say to you, and I know it's a silly question, I already know the answer, but it's why we're talking about this. Ladies and gentlemen, if you've never been to a range, have somebody take you. You're intimidated. You don't want to go by yourself. I completely get that. Millions of Americans are like that. But once they go with someone who takes them, Brad, have you ever had somebody say to you, Brad, that sucked. I swear to God, don't ever do that to me again.
No, I mean, I've had just the opposite. It's like anybody else. And Ryan's right. I put on the show as well before. You know, the best way, the best thing we can do for our belief in what we stand for is to take people to the range and spread the word. You know, I tell people that have never been to the range when we get ready to go. We do the, you know, nice gun safety, talk about it, show them things before we ever go to the range, before ammunition ever gets involved, and build their confidence that way and tell them, hey, look, you're about to have the most fun you can possibly have in the season.
And that you're setting up for them what is going to be, and you're doing it the right way. I do the same thing. I've taken far lefties to the range before, and I myself have never had that response. In fact, it's like, when can we go back? It's great fun, ladies and gentlemen. Armed American Radio's Monster Cast continues. Two more segments with the crew right after this. Don't go away. The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Patriot Mobile. Visit patriotmobile.com/AAR and use the AAR promo code to get free activation today. Welcome back. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what I did. If you're watching me on screen, I'm holding it up right now. This is a Patriot Mobile accessed phone. So I'm telling you right now, guys, get in there. Patriotmobile.com. Patriotmobile.com/AAR. Use the AAR promo code. And, you know, I've still got a few phones I need to move over, but, you know, you take it one step at a time. But we're already in there with Patriot Mobile. You can do the same thing. Activation was simple, absolutely simple. And we activated the phone live on The Daily Show. PatriotMobile.com, PatriotMobile.com/AAR. Use the AAR promo code. Please go out of your way to visit all of our partners, including the great X Insurance, who will cover every aspect of your life, including your guns, your freedom, your homes, your toys, your businesses, maybe a specific event that you're performing, whatever it may be. X Insurance will cover you. Maybe you're a rock star. Maybe you're playing somewhere and you need coverage. X Insurance writes it. They wrote Keith Richards and Mick Jagger for the tour. That's correct. X Insurance is the real deal. AM Best, A rated, because they are the best. XInsurance.com. You can visit them all at armedamericanradio.com. Let's get the crew back in here and start moving around the table again. Fascinating conversation already, guys. It always is. I want to take you now to Biden. And last week, Biden put a tweet out. And he said the following: my administration — now, Biden didn't put anything out. Biden was asleep. Biden had a CPAP machine on. Biden wasn't doing anything. Some of his handlers did this under his name. My administration is taking the crisis of gun violence head on. I want you to listen to the wording here. My administration is taking the crisis of gun violence head on. I've signed more executive actions on gun violence than any president in history, and the most significant law to address gun violence in almost 30 years. Breitbart News, AWR Hawkins, wrote the following. Breitbart News reported Biden put forward executive gun controls to fight what he called, quote unquote, an epidemic of gun crime across the country. The executive actions included restrictions on, quote unquote, ghost guns, a push for red flag laws, recategorization of AR-15 pistols, and DOJ-led research into gun trafficking. Now, what we've got here, guys, is Joe Biden bragging that he's skirting Congress to go after our right to bear arms. Ryan, your thoughts on that tweet and why he's so proud of violating our constitutional rights and skirting the congressional legislative process to do so?
This is the look, the left — we talked about this, I think, earlier, Mark, I think it applies. The left doesn't view the Constitution and the source of our rights the way that we do. And so the Constitution is a roadblock, in their view, to doing what they believe is good for you and good for me and good for everyone else in the country. And so if they can bypass it and get away with it, that's the path they want to take, the path of least resistance. Congress isn't going to do it because our representatives, not all of them, but a good enough majority of them, wouldn't violate don't want to violate our rights, at least the Second Amendment rights. They know they can't get a bill passed through Congress, so they're going to take executive action and try to do it through the back door. But it comes down fundamentally, in my view, to the fact that they view the Constitution very differently than you and I look at it. You and I look at it as protection of our rights. They look at it as a limit to their power, and so they'll go around it.
Spot on. Justin, first question for you, then address that as well. But the first question is, where do our rights come from? I think you mentioned it in the first segment. Where do they come from?
Our rights come from God, not from government.
Thank you.
And, you know, people need to wake up. All you atheists out there who say you hate God, you guys are bloody crazy, because God is the greatest check and balance on the power of government. I mean, look at the governments which are, you know, under communism, where they have atheism. They murdered 240 million people in the last century. Wake up, people.
Brad, I'm not going to follow that up. You're dead on. Brad.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty explicit, you know, with what the founders even said in the founding documents, that our rights are natural rights, that all men, that, you know, that we're born with, you know, divinely granted. And, you know, Ryan's also correct in that Democrats, you know, see that as a problem. It's an obstacle, because, you know, they think their ideas are so great, they ought to be forced onto everybody. They can't convince anybody that they're great. They have to force it on you. Because, you know, at the end of the day, liberals don't actually have a problem with guns, because they have no problem sending guys with guns to your house to throw you in a cage if they don't like you.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because we're going to shift gears now to the ATF. CBS, of all places, doing the bidding of the establishment, the left-wing establishment, has a headline out. Now, Ryan, you're an FFL, and I this response, I think, might be a little bit more targeted coming from you here. Justin, of course, is a manufacturer. Brad is an avid fan like I am. But the headline at CBS, 68,000 guns illegally trafficked by U.S. dealers over 5 years were used in hundreds of shootings, ATF says. Now, Ryan, this is a big headline for a reason. Number one, it's creation of a narrative that I believe that it's just another trial balloon they're putting out there as they continue their ongoing push for gun control. And in this case, how many times? I've lost count. I wish I had a dollar for every time we've talked about Biden's ATF, as he calls it. He does truly say the ATF, or AFT, excuse me, referring to the ATF. As a weaponized agency, here comes more narrative creation and justification in my reading of this headline for why the ATF is continuing to come after dealers. This, I don't know where they get the number from, but isn't this more justification, and isn't this more media doing the bidding based on what we just heard from Brad? It just kind of, it's a perfect segue. Your thoughts as a dealer?
Well, the national news media and the Democratic Party are one and the same, right? So yes, they're carrying the water for the Biden administration and for the ATF. You know, my first question is, of the 68,000, my first question is, where'd you get the number, number one? Number two, how many of those were actually trafficked by the ATF? That would be interesting to know.
You're right.
They seem to have a history of trafficking firearms illegally, across national borders, even. Look, this is a targeted attack on FFLs, because what they want to do is eliminate us, so that it makes it more difficult, more barriers to entry, more challenges for the average citizen trying to purchase a firearm. If they can make you drive to the next town because they can shut your local FFL down, that's their goal. That's what they want to do. They want to have as few FFLs in the country as possible and make it difficult for everybody to acquire firearms.
And Justin, as a manufacturer, CEO of a major manufacturer, I was carrying my car all last week. Ladies and gentlemen, if you've never pulled the trigger on a car, the trigger brake on the cars is just it's indescribable. It's remarkable. Well done, Justin, on all of your firearms that I have. But Justin, as a manufacturer, when you hear a headline like that, isn't this just more narrative creation as the ATF continues to go after law-abiding dealers with that zero tolerance, you know, we're going to put you out of business if you don't dot an I or cross a T? Literally, ladies and gentlemen, they've done that.
Well, you know, if we got to get President Trump elected. If we get President Trump elected, I got to see if I can get the job as the ATF director. I'll shut down all enforcement.
God, well, I'd love to have you. Hey, Brad, we got 30 seconds. Wouldn't it be great having Justin as the director of the ATF?
No, I'm totally on board. I'll be his right-hand man if you let me.
Hey, guys, we might all be moving to Washington working for Justin at that point. We're bringing you the show from D.C. Good. No, I don't want to live in D.C. Justin, can I work remote?
Absolutely. The only thing at that point is process all the FFLs and all the approvals for all the class three weapons, and we won't have any enforcement at all. I'll cut the budget in half.
Can we please bring back, this is going to drive the lefties that are listening nuts. Justin, when you do that, can we please bring, can we create vending machines for my full autos finally, please? We'll be back. We have one more segment left. With
there
Justin
will be
Moon.
ATF enforcement officers, because they'll all be quiet.
Brad Primo and Ryan Petty. One more segment left. We'll be right back, guys.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka letting you know that the Desperado Sport Fishing Crew in Virginia Beach, Virginia supports Armed American Radio and our right to bear arms. Now, back to Mark Walters.
Ah, here we go. Final segment, third hour. Just talking with the producer during the break. Good heavens. You look back and it's been 3 hours already. Unbelievable. Welcome. Final segment, Carr Firearms Group Studio, 6 Hour Mike, Patriot Mobile Command Center. X Insurance presenting it all. Please go out of your way to visit all of our partners, guys. We couldn't do this without them. And coming up in just a couple short weeks, Armed American Radio will celebrate its 15th year on the nation's airwaves. 15 years. Been a wonderful ride, man. We got another 15 in us. Got another 20 in us. God willing. Can't wait to be bringing it to you. And we couldn't do it without our partners. So please support them. It's fun to do because they're great companies. They make great products. We only deal with the best of the best here. And believe me, we're sold out, and we're sold out for a reason, because people went on the airwaves to highlight their great stuff, and I wish we had some more room, but we are going to make that happen in the next couple months. Some fun stuff coming down the pike for you. So make sure to check out all of our partners. Big Goat Guns, have you picked one up yet? I mean, talk about really fun to build. They're really neat. Little miniature replicas. They look, feel like the real thing, but they're little miniature replicas, and they are addictive as all get out, believe me. Use the promo code AAR for the first-time purchase. Get 10% off. Right out of the box. Want to talk about some great scenario-based training? Ryan Petty can tell you about this outfit, WOFT, down in Florida, WOFT, where our families train. WOFT in Claremont, Florida. Check them out. You got guns, you got to keep them clean. Barrel Buddy. BarrelBuddy.com. BarrelBuddy.com. PT Ammo. And all of our great partners, including Patriot Mobile, X Insurance, Car, SIG, North American Arms, Crossbreed Holsters. They're all wonderful. So welcome back in. Ryan, let's go to you now. I want to go back to that ATF for just a minute. I something tells me that you would support Justin Moon for ATF director, would you not?
Where do I donate? How do I vote more than once? Yes, absolutely. The ATF needs to be reined in, needs to be eliminated. I think it's beyond reform at this point. I think it's outlived
Agreed.
Its usefulness many years ago. The law enforcement part of ATF could be done somewhere else. Look, it's a waste of an agency at this point. They need to get rid of it. So if Justin's in for shutting it down, I'm for Justin.
Hey, Justin, let's go to you on this. And ATF, alcohol, tobacco, firearms, and explosives. Do you ever see anything in the news about alcohol and tobacco with the ATF?
Yeah, they seem to kind of ignore that. But I think what we really need to do is make sure that when we get rid of the ATF, that we get rid of all the laws and regulations and powers that government has over our industry. Because the last thing we want is to get rid of the ATF and have them roll in all the same functions into the FBI or some worse institution.
Justin, let's tackle something, and we'll go to Brad with this next as well. But let's tackle something that Ryan just said. They've outlived their usefulness. We clearly know they're weaponized. Is it possible? I mean, can we envision a day where there is no ATF? And let's tackle the FBI. I mean, this is an organization right now that is so rotted at its core and so politically corrupt. It should never have happened. And I mean, you go all the way back to Hoover if you want to start talking about that. It's a conversation we don't have near enough time for. But these organizations are now rotting from the inside out and are so corrupt. Is it possible to disband these organizations now, Justin, or is it just a foregone conclusion that we have to live with them?
Well, you know, the founding fathers didn't allow for a national police enforcement agency for a reason, because national police agencies, if you look at governments around the world, have always been used as a means of tyranny and as a means of going after political adversaries. So the FBI, national law enforcement, is not a friend of the people, is not a friend of freedom.
Brad, Is it possible?
I mean, as far as the ATF goes, no. I mean, they're an unconstitutional organization anyways. It has no right to exist. The FBI, it's kind of sad because at one time, the FBI was, highly respectable and the premier law enforcement agency in the world.
That's true.
That, did outstanding work. I mean, you can look at what they've done. I mean, like, there's no way that we would have, gotten control of the Italian mafia if it wasn't for the work of the FBI. I mean, they've done some good work, but the problem that we've run into is, in my mind, probably starting especially or getting really bad in the Obama administration, is we got a communist in the White House with his commie buddies, and what do? They politicize everything. You have to be a loyal party member, a loyal soldier to get your appointment, and it's all based on ideology now. So they replaced, the old school law dogs with a bunch of leftist commies that are just going to do the bidding of their masters, and it completely ruined the institution of the FBI. I don't think it can be saved. The rot is too deep.
Yeah, I think you're right. The rot is deep, and it is a rot at its very core. Ryan, you've heard me say this many times. You and I have talked about it many times, and we've talked about it on these airwaves. But I think this is a good point to interject this question to listeners and or make this statement. And that would be, let me make it in a statement. I want you to ask yourself, listeners, when you lay your head down, whatever time you go to bed today, ask yourself this question. The last thing you think, what is it about their agenda that requires my being disarmed as an American citizen with the right to keep and bear arms? Ryan, you want to let's go there with the last minute that we have and just kind of quickly move around the table. Tell me.
Yeah, I said this in the last hour. I'm going to repeat it. The Democrats want to be governed. And so what they're looking for is a population that's willing to be governed. And a population that cannot defend itself, a population that is completely 100% reliant on government for economics, for, protection, and everything else that they propose, healthcare, retirement, right? Everything else that they basically everything they've proposed has been to create a dependent populace that's dependent on the government for everything. And the last bastion in my mind is our ability to defend ourselves and our freedoms. And so if they can take that from us, then we'll have no choice but to beg them to govern us harder. And that's what they want.
Yeah, we got a new drop for you on that one. Govern me harder. I love that. It's already popped up as a meme in the chat. Justin Moon, your family survived communist North Korea. Your family gets it. When the government, just go ahead.
Yeah, my dad was in the communist North Korean concentration camp, 2 years and eight months. The average lifespan in there was 6 months. They basically torture you to death, and they killed hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people in that Hungnam concentration camp. The horrors of communism, the horrors of totalitarianism is real. And if government is unleashed and unchained, it will do exactly that what it has done throughout history, which is it will enslave the people and it will do whatever it wants, including rape, murder, and torture.
And ladies and gentlemen, let me just point out, that's not just his opinion. That's human history proves that. Brad, I think you'll agree. You hear the music, but I think you'll agree. Do you ever think we'd be having this conversation in about 20 seconds?
Well, yeah, I did. I mean, because that's all government ends up turning bad anyway. But, I think if we don't talk about it, then it makes it more possible. So talking about the good things, it makes us vigilant.
That's why we continue to jump on it, ladies and gentlemen, every single week on Armed American Radio, because they're not. They don't want you to know these things. They don't like the fact that we talk about it, which is exactly why we talk about it. And I'll close out the hour with this. I want you to ask yourself that question tonight. Ask yourself, why? Why do they have to have my guns? I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm not harming anybody. And there's millions of people like me, over 100 and plus million people like you. and they are actively trying to disarm you. Ask yourself that question. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. We'll do it again tomorrow because they don't want me to. Enjoy your day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Thanks, guys.
You just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance.
On the Armed American Radio Network.